The International Franchise Association and Social Geek Radio present MITPod, the Marketing, Innovation, Technology Podcast. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. I'll be serving as the MC at the Marketing Innovation Technology Conference, MITCon, in Austin, Texas, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Until then, each week, we'll be here chatting with thought leaders who are speaking at MITCon. And joining me today is Subodh Gupta, CEO of FranPos. Welcome, Subodh.
Thank you for having me.
So before we get into your topic at MITCon and some of the other marketing things I wanted to ask you about, give us a bit of your background. What's your story?
So, you know, my beginning, I'm from Nepal. I came here in US back in 2003 to go to school. Mm-hmm. Started the company back in 2005 doing custom development. In that journey, actually, I came across a large franchise chain called ABRH, American Blue Ribbon Holding, a restaurant chain. And that's where we learned quite a bit about the restaurant and what is the product today that we have built around the POS. But then we developed a pie ordering system, similar track with a retailer, Estee Lauder, learned quite a bit about salons and so forth. That gave the birth to our salon application. So, you know, my beginning always has been in the software development to solve business challenges that various customers had. And, you know, from 2005 till today, that's all I've been doing, developing technology to solve real business problems.
I love that. And I hear that so often in franchising with any of the marketing and technology folks that I speak with every week, including myself. We learn more from one customer than all of the industry research and things that we read and podcasts and blogs and everything else. Working with one customer has taught me more than all of that other stuff combined.
I agree. I mean, real life scenarios, when you work with the customers, the challenges they are facing in the businesses, there is no better education that you can get there than reading or going to school or what have you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we keep talking about the MITCon event coming up in October. That's really sort of the perfect place for these conversations to take place as well, even with brands who maybe they're not your customer or suppliers who you're not actually using, but all of these people coming together can share so many ideas, and you can learn more in 2 or 3 days there than by, you know, reading every marketing blog on the internet this year, I think. I know at the event in October, you're going to be hosting a round table. And I know an area that you're going to be talking about that you and I chatted about previously is this idea of growth marketing and how it relates to franchise systems. So let's start there. Tell me what you mean and give us a bit of a definition about growth marketing.
Yep. So growth marketing is relatively a new term. And the term more comes from the growth hacking and all the above here in the Silicon Valley. And all what in a, you know, one sentence, what it means is how do we grow the business with the resources that we have, right? And the resources for a business like our franchise customers are basically their customers, right? And the employees that they have on board. Now, how can they take what they got in order to produce more revenue for their companies? So that's the whole growth marketing about.
And how are you then taking those resources? And I would assume it's a lot of customer interaction and customer data. Are you then reaching out to those same customers for that franchisee and getting them to re-engage in some manner?
So the whole growth marketing engine for us, it's an engine that's plugged into the POS. How it works is, first, you got to collect customer data, right? Mm-hmm. How do we enable customer data collection? So we devised a technology on our POS device, which has two screens, customer facing and employee facing. So the step one for the franchisor is to come up with a loyalty program that's available in all their stores. So we have built in loyalty program, which is basically a way to collect customer data, whether it be cell phone, email, or what have you. So the process would look like, is customer come in, they enter their 10-digit phone number, they join the loyalty program, they start accruing their reward dollars. And in turn, what happens is we send them a text message saying, hey, thank you, welcome to our loyalty program. Please complete this form in order to start collecting your rewards. So they fill out their first name, last name. Of course, the cell phone number was already there.
Mm-hmm.
And the franchisor can set up more fields to collect as a data point. So once that's done, now what happens is that customer gets enrolled into the marketing engine as a whole. And on the marketing side, we have many different triggers. For example, customer did not return. Customer bought this product and we want to reach out to them. If customer collected reward points, X dollars, and haven't come back to our store, or if the customer bought a gift card and has not redeemed in X days or has store credit. So all of these are touch points that the point of sale knows about that customer, right? And in our salon space, we even took it to the next level where my salon is, empty by 70%. So my today's booking is only at 30% capacity. Let me reach out to all my top customers and offer them 10% off or 15% off. So we work with the customers to basically, implement these triggers. It's one-time job. You implement the trigger. We also even provide sample text. So they don't even have to think about how to write those emails. They simply plug it into their template, if you will, and the system fires those emails or text messages as and when those activities happen, right? So it's somebody in the background doing the magic for you to communicate with your customer. So that's part number one that the engine allows to do. The second is I want to do a flash sales, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to talk, move some products out. I want to do 20% off on all things in this category. So you can launch a campaign and blast it out to all your customers right now. So that capability is also there. And you can, again, segment your customer based on people who spend this money, that money. And so the segmentation of customers and their activities is what the engine provides. And the content and all those customer brings to the table, and we basically assemble those and reach out to clients to bring them back in. And we have a case study where, one of our customers used the platform as a trial. And this was during, I believe, Mother's Day or Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
They got 3,500% return on their investment of the tool.
Wow.
Which is, those guys go nuts now. Yeah. Repeating the same action and they're running these campaigns now every week, every month almost.
I like the timeliness of this. You mentioned for some salon clients where I would assume you could reach out to people and say, it's been 3 weeks since your last haircut or yep. 6 weeks or whatever that time span is, that you could remind them that they might need a haircut or, it's been 30, 60, 90 days since you had your oil changed in your car and reminding them that they need this. And what I love about that is I think we're in a place right now where people are willing to give up some privacy and data if what they're getting in return is the ultimate convenience, right? I don't even have to think about when I need to get my oil changed yet, because if my car isn't telling me, I'm going to get a text from the franchisee where I go that says it's time for an oil change. So I think you've really tapped into something very interesting there.
And by the way, great point about I will give information to bring convenience
in
life, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to give my information to you to bombard me with unrelated things, but something that's going to make my life easy and I don't have to think about, that's where the whole information technology is going anyways, right?
Yeah.
Think about all the features that Apple is adding, Google is adding, is all to enrich, right, with every bit that we can do. And I think in the POS world, we have graduated to do all those, right? Is now the POS, if you think about the definition, is about taking orders and that's it.
Yeah.
Today, POS has grown to be a literally a ERP system. I mean, we call ourselves the operating system of franchisor. And that has to tap into all these facets of their business. And, customers will give information and will do the right. Again, it's the local community approach as well. And I'm not giving my information to the multi-trillion dollar company where they're going to do whatever with it. This is the store owner. And I want to point out, when the marketing runs, it is actually running on that store's behalf. So when customer receives info, it's with all information wrapped around local. It's not like franchisor, corporate office XYZ. No, customer never hears that. It's about that franchisee and that customer where he or she went to shop.
And I think in the marketing world, that's where the franchise system and the franchise business model just really beats out the big corporate brand.
Yes.
Because I might not trust the corporate brand. You know, I don't really trust some brand that's only been around my town for a short amount of time. And I have no idea who owns this thing, but right, my local guy who owns we'll use the oil change example again, or the local salon owner who I know and I trust, I think I'm going to be more willing, if I'm a consumer, to hand over some information because I know they're taking care of me anyway.
And that is exactly right. And also what we have seen when we implemented this technology with the chain, for matter of fact, information collection doubled. So they used to collect to some level on a separate tablet, just say, hey, we can send you coupons when we have it. That was kind of the pitch before. And now customers are seeing, hey, not just coupon, but I also get to collect dollars upfront.
Yeah.
People are all about it, you know, because I'm going to go to it anyways, right? And of course, the chain, they have locations all over the country. So customers are looking at it and I'm like, yeah, whatever I collect, that's great. And if I get coupon $5 off or $10 off, yeah, I'll show up even better.
Excellent.
And that's exactly what happened in this case, where the return rate was, 75 people that would have never shown up on that day showed up because of that 25% off, aggressive marketing that they did.
Nice. You know, I actually had a client ask me this morning about, is there any way we can reach out to franchisees, customers who came in last week, right before the hurricane? These were all in Florida. And is there any way we could reach out to those customers, or the franchisee could reach out to them in the future, maybe with a special message, thank you for visiting our shop right before the hurricane, maybe a special offer, or maybe reaching out again before the next big weather event. And they had no system in place. So they couldn't really do this, but from what you're describing, if you had a system in place like that, special things like this could come up. I'm guessing you could go back and reach those pre-hurricane shoppers with some sort of message.
Absolutely. So again, those are all the triggers, right? People who registered between this date, people who shopped between this date. So we go down deep down into all those data points and actually allow customers to create campaign based on those, triggers or criterias and send it out to all those, you know, just checking in. Let's say even if we don't want to sell anything, hey, you are here. I know you are our neighbor. We wanted to see if you are doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Oh, wow. And two, it gets back to this idea of the franchise model that if that's coming from a local owner of a restaurant, mm-hmm. That goes over so well. If it's a generic message coming from corporate, and oh, by the way, it's going out to all 50 states, that's going to not seem too genuine, I don't think.
Right. And those type of welcome, we get it anyways everywhere, right?
Yeah. They get ignored.
But if my local store that I shopped yesterday is personally asking me, suppose I know you shopped here, I hope you and your family are okay after the hurricane. And let us know if anything we could do, right?
Yeah, that's
building relationship.
Yeah,
selling products.
Yeah, that's golden. As we wrap up the show today, anything new coming our way, maybe next year in 2020, anything with this entire growth marketing process and engine that you're working on, anything new coming up, or are there some trends that marketing folks and technology people should be watching?
The engine is always growing. We're always adding more and more features based on, again, real life experience with the customers. Our whole goal is how can we make it easy for both a marketing agency and the franchisor to use this tool and generate real dollars. This is actually a great opportunity for both marketing agency as well as customers to collaborate on, because customers may not always have the right content ideas or the right trigger ideas where a marketing companies can help them establish those and actually explain the stats and data. So we're opening up a channel partner strategy as well, where we will share the knowledge that we have with a marketing company where they can bring their creative value to the table and work with customers. So I think I'm super excited about that opportunity for next year.
Excellent. Subodh Gupta of FranPause, if our listeners or maybe some potential partners want to connect with you and ask you some questions on this topic, where's the best place we can send them?
FranPause.com. Super simple. FranPause.com. Our phone number is listed. We are a very transparent company, so you dial number, you'll be able to reach anybody at our company.
Excellent.
So dial the phone number and talk to us.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining MITPod today. We look forward to seeing you live and in person at MITCon this coming October in Austin, Texas.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you for having me today. This has been great.
Excellent. And to everyone out there, if you haven't registered for MITCon, please do so now. It's October 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Austin, Texas. Details and registration are available right now at franchise.org/events/MITCon. And I also want to thank all of our MITCon sponsors this year, including Super Green Solutions, All Points Public Relations, Listen 360, and Social Joey. Thanks for listening to MITPod, the Marketing Innovation Technology Podcast. Copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.